it is the one and only The Listen the Bell, Mimi Nava, and you're watching The Listen the Bell, the podcast that helps you flourish.
Sounds right.
Sometimes it's good to have, sometimes it's unnecessary. And I think that we're in a time right now where people are leaving things. People are no longer in things that are not serving them, that are not doing what they need to do. And, you know, people are like, so what does closure look like? Closure looks like you've outgrown it. Closure looks like you honestly... the attitude you have now towards whatever it is, you're over it. You really feel like you could do without it. Right now, it's weight that's dragging you. Whatever that job is, whatever that person is, it's dragging you. It's like, if you, when you're not around it, you're not near it, you feel like, if there's like a boss that you can't stand. Like just anything that you, like anything. Because I know a lot of people complain about their jobs, their bosses. And I'm just like, whoa. Look, I honestly, that's a lot. And you know, the person that is in charge of your paycheck, it's hard to voice how you feel because they can always not pay you or they can always make it harder on you being at the job. So I honestly, at this point, everyone's wanting to be done with school. Some people have 3 weeks left. Some people have more than that left. So it's a lot of stuff going on and everything's coming to a close. Everything's coming to a close. And honestly, I'm happy about it. But we're not here to talk about me. I'm here to help you all. We're here to talk about me a little bit, but I'm not gonna talk all my business. All I can say is that the things that I'm starting, the things that I'm doing are not what I had in mind, but damn it, it's gonna give me what I need when I need it, and we here, all right? We here, and that's really what it is. That's how it goes, and I don't think people realize that sometimes we have to take detours. I was in a panel, I was in a class today. I was just listening in for a few minutes before I had to come out here and make content for you all. You know, your start is not your, does not always fit your expectation, your ideas. And I've said this on my Instagram before that sometimes you gotta take detours to the end goal. Sometimes you gotta look at the bigger picture and be like, okay, this is what this is for. And sometimes you'll do all that, look at it and be like, this still isn't working out. You never wanna force yourself into places when it comes to your career, because if you start out forcing and making things align, you start your whole career off on the wrong foundation. You start your whole career off on the wrong things. But you know that you learned something, you know that you gained something, and you can take that to whatever you go to the next thing. Because I've learned this, and I'm going to say it out loud. Anytime, no matter what has happened that has not been in my favor, I have looked around and always come out on top and always have some things completed and done for myself. For example, I was so caught up in just trying to be a good employee. I was trying to be just doing stuff for other people. And I forgot, what about my content? What about my brand? What about my business? What about all these other things? And I realized that I felt behind. And if you watched the previous video of Restings I Make You Feel Behind, I felt behind. I felt like I wasn't doing enough when I realized that I was doing a lot. That before the end of this year, a lot of things will have my name on it. A lot of things will have my contribution. A lot of things will be me, including this page, including this content, including everything that's going on. A lot of these things will be me. And honestly, I feel so great. I feel so ecstatic. I wake up and I'm just like, wow, I really just wrote for a magazine. Even though it was my peer, my collegiate peer, I say that my name is a magazine. This is published. I can say that my work is in a magazine, my writing work. I can say that, oh, wow, I gotten 300 people on my podcast. That's something big. Whether it's not a lot to some other people, the people that I was trying to prove it to, fuck those people, first of all. Secondly, I am making strides. And a lot of people are proud of me, whether I feel like I've done a lot or I've done very little. People are proud of my ass. And honestly, I just realized that I had to just close out on some things. And it's okay, because I will still be blessed. I will still I'll still have opportunities knocking and waiting for me, because I know that I'm a blessing to anyone that is around me. I'm a blessing to people who want to receive it. And I honestly, I'm just fucking dope. I'm good at what I fucking do. And if you, when you find something that you're good at and you know that you're good at it, don't let anybody tell you to decrease or devalue any fucking thing. Because what you do and how you do it is not compared to anybody else. Why? Because it's you. And I think people don't realize it. And sometimes we don't want to close out on things because we think that we need them. We think that we need to be there. We don't need you don't need shit from nobody. Have you ever thought about that? You don't need shit from nobody. Most people that have been very successful have taken risks on themselves every single time. And it's hard as hell, but it pays off. I see so many people who want to throw away their integrity just for money. Or throw away their integrity just for a title, for clout. It's not worth it. And throw away their self-respect, not worth it. I will not be devalued. My existence will not be diminished. And if you are intimidated by me, God damn it, that's your problem. That is my cue to exit from this relationship and no longer continue it. I cannot have, this is not the time right now to have intimidated, jealous, and envious ass people around you. Because you got a talent. Whoever it is I'm talking to, you got a talent. You got something that you got that going on that is fucking dope. And you may not feel like that shit going your way right now. You may not feel like that people watching you for real. You may feel like, oh, you don't really got no, you're not really impacting nobody. First of all, you don't know what you're doing. You don't know who you are touching right now. You don't know who's resonating with what you're saying right now. And that's the crazy part. You just keep doing it. It's like you got a blindfold and they tell you to keep walking. The person that's guiding you, guiding your hands, keep walking. Don't look down. Don't take off the blindfold. That is what this is. This is the fourth quarter. We have no time to question nothing, anything right now. If you have a gut about what you want to do, you know that you're good at, you know that you fucking dope, and know that no one can do it like you, do that shit. Literally do it and make sure everyone knows that you're doing it. No, you're not annoying. No, you're promoting yourself every day, all day, because your shit is that fucking great. And no one will believe it if you, no one will believe it at first, but that's where you come in. You gotta believe in all of this shit. But also you gotta know when to close some things out. You gotta know when things no longer serve you. Because what we fail to do sometimes is we focus on other, working for other people, working for other things, and working on everybody else's projects, and you look around, well, I want to work on mine too. But they don't want to hear you talk about your project. They don't want to hear you talk about your vision. Because you're working for them. Know what I learned? Keep your visions private until they're actually completed and executed. I saw a post today that said, they didn't know I got a new car until they saw me drive up with it. They didn't know I had a new business until they saw me post about it. And post the first day it launched. And put the sale now flyer out. You have to be quiet with certain people who are not on your team about your plans, your game plans. Because then the niggas will take your binder and do the same thing you're doing and swear that they came up with it. And that's the sickening part. You have to be stingy with yours. With your talent, with your mind, with everything. Nothing's off limits no more. And as vicious as that sounds, it's nothing's off limits. People will take your talent remix it, whatever the fuck they say they do with it, and make it seem like they did it. And be like, fuck you, you didn't do this. And that's sickening. That's why I don't come on here, or that's why if y'all see me, I don't post about all my cultures until they're actually posted, released, and done. Because I can't talk about things. I don't like celebrating too early. I want to know for sure that it's done. And I realize with closure, you don't get those opportunities. You don't come to the epiphany of really who you are. I'm not saying don't work for people. No, because every successful person has worked for someone. But what I am saying is make sure you're pouring into yourself. People make the mistake of not pouring into themselves. Talked about rest, but the business aspect, you gotta pour into yourself. You got to come in here. I'm about to go to work in about 5 hours, 4 hours. I'm sitting here filming content. I'm about to go and edit this like a mad woman. And then I'm about to go to work. Because this content is for you all. Because I still have a vision. I still have a dream that the Lips of the Bell will be a household name. My brand, my business will be a business. My business will be impacting thousands and thousands of millions of people all over the fucking world. That's what I believe. And I'm not stopping until it gets there. And even when it does get there, I will try to impact thousands more. Because I can. And that's how you have to think. But you don't come to those realizations when you close out on some things that, honestly, you don't. This is the thing about closure. We get scared. We feel like, well, what's next if we close out of this? It's like on a computer when you close out tabs. We don't close out tabs because we feel like we need them all. And what the fucked up part is we don't need them all. We know which ones we do need. And we feel like, oh, we want to be a hoarder about it. And be like, oh, well, actually, I need all 30 of these tabs. No, you don't. Who told you you need all 30 of these tabs? No, you don't.
Amy.
Yes?
When are you going back upstairs?
After these videos, I gotta edit.
Okay. I was just wondering if you could take up some of that dish soap we have when you go up there.
Oh, okay.
I think we have to bring even the big one up there, or you have to like siphon it into a little one. Whatever you wanna do.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna just be an exam for like 5 o'clock. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, okay. But no, we want to set up here, be like, I need all 30 of these tabs. Some of the tabs do the same thing. But which one is more effective? So, oh, we got to look through the tabs. We got Netflix, we got Hulu, we got HBO. We got 2 emails put up here, but we need both of those because one's business, one's personal. And then we got this paper, this paper, this paper, this project, this project, this project. Funny thing is, guess what? Some of those tabs can reopen. Some of those things are saved. Some of those things are done. Those papers, probably done. You just close them. Why? Because you need them. We want to hold on to things that honestly are done. And we don't want to accept the fact that they're what? Done. And that stops us from getting the closure we deserve. Closure is never talking to someone and saying goodbye. Closure is just you saying goodbye to whatever the hell the thing is. Because sometimes it's not people, sometimes it's things, sometimes it's jobs, sometimes it's phases in life. You have to accept that for what it is and keep it pushing. You may have never seen yourself work a 9-to-5, but you know that this is where you need to be for right now because there's something that you need to be learning, something that you need to be doing, there's something that, something needs you. And you know in your gut when it does. And you can feel the things, you can see the things around you and know that there's some. You need to be in a certain place at a certain time. May not be where you want it, may not be what you vision, but damn it, this is a detour and it's for a reason. Every detour you take is for a reason and no one's gonna tell me otherwise. And I'm not gonna tell you otherwise. So whatever it is that you're holding on today, whatever tabs, whatever categories you have put into your life and made permanent, they're not. They're not permanent. they're not. You can close out of the things that no longer serve. You can close out of the things that are finished. They are what they are, and they're finished. Accept it. Close out of it. Do what you need to do to leave, get out, but accept that it's done. And that there's no more you can do to it because it's done. Accept things for how they are and for how they end. That's what closure truly is. That's what it is. When you learn that, you'll be more at peace and you won't be so scared of the next phase in your life. My friends, this concludes the episode of the Lips of the Bell. Stay flourishing, my friends. Hey, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Make sure that you follow our page on Instagram at The Lit Southern Belle. Also follow the Twitter at The Lit Southern Belle. And if you're nosy and you have stalkerish tendencies, you can always follow my personal page. It's mimi.nava_. And also follow me on Twitter if you want to see me cut up. Really, I don't cut up. I don't tweet a lot of stuff. I just like stuff. So no one will know what I like unless they go and be nosy, but go off. So stay flourishing, my friends.